Kamala Harris, Trump and GOP have decided to ignore Ginsburg's final wish. By Christina Wong on September 28, 2020. Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, accused President Donald Trump and the Republican Party of ignoring the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's final wish during a speech in North Carolina on Monday. Already the president and his party have chosen to ignore Justice Ginsburg's final wish, she said, referring to Ginsburg's alleged request that her seat not be filled until after the November 2020 election. According to Ginsburg's granddaughter, Clara Sparrow, in the days before her death, Ginsburg dictated to her, "My most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed." Since then, Democrats have slammed Republicans for going against Ginsburg's dying wish. Harris has previously claimed in a tweet Ginsburg made the wish in her final moments before passing. However, waiting until after the November 3, 2020 election would run the risk of having only 8 justices in the case the results of the election need to be decided by Supreme Court, as happened in 2020. President Trump on Saturday announced the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill the vacant seat on the court. Her nomination was well received among conservatives and condemned by Democrats. Democrats' attacks on her began even before she was officially nominated, aimed at her adoption of 2 children from Haiti. As reported by Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle, Dana Houle, a Democrat activist who was once a chief of staff on Capitol Hill to a Democrat lawmaker, tweeted Friday night that he hopes Barrett is investigated over the children she and her husband adopted from Haiti. "I would love to know which adoption agency Amy Coney Barrett and her husband used to adopt the 2 children they brought here from Haiti," Houle wrote. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.